Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Back here on the second guest show, excuse me, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. We'll be on Visit Pensacola, Saints Coaches Show, Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert, myself, along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. On our Talk and Text line, it's our weekly special, our Nickel State segment with head football coach Tommy Rybecki. It's sponsored weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nickel State Athletics. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Again, congratulations. As I'm doing post-game for LSU, I was like, come on. You guys got to win. You can't lose to Northwestern. But, Coach, it was close.
It was close, and it was a gritty win for our football team. You know, we didn't play particularly well at times during the game, and I thought that put us in some tough situations, but pleased to be able to get the win and go to cleaning up some of those mistakes as we move forward.
Yeah, especially looking at first half versus the second half. Shane Lee's with 4-yard touchdown. Middle of the fourth quarter, that was the third touchdown in the game, the only score of the second half. So I'm sure that was somewhat surprising. And I know Northwestern State had been leading at half too many times. It was 21-19 halftime lead. So what did you tell your team? Because I don't know, I know you don't look at this, but I can say this. I think y'all are like a 3-touchdown favorite. So what do you tell? You know what I remember? I'm going to tell you this, Coach Tommy. You appreciate this. I remember in ninth grade, we were playing Lockport, and we had won 3 times and then against them. And I was at La Rose Cutoff Junior High. This is in ninth grade, Mike, and it was so weird, Tommy, was that we lose it by 18 and a half. And I remember Tommy Robichaux said, who do y'all think you are, the Boston Celtics or something? and then we came back the second half. We had always beat him in the tournament. But we end up only losing like by a couple of points, 2 or 3 points. But what did you tell them at halftime to motivate the team being down 21-19?
Yeah, you know, it was all about all week, man. We needed to earn everything that we were going to get in the game. And I thought in the first half we just made too many mistakes. So halftime was about settling the group down and them understanding that, you know, we can't continue to make the same mistakes. We can't give them short fields. We can't turn the ball over. You know, if we do those things in the second half, if we clean those things up, that, you know, we'll come out on top and we'll have enough opportunity to win the game as long as we clean up and address those mistakes in the second half. And so I thought, you know, defensively we're able to make some adjustments, really limit their production in the second half. And then offensively, you know, we did enough to win the game.
You know, Tommy, I always wanted to know what goes through a coach's mind. Do you scan the field for flags, whatever? when Bonner returned an interception, 79 yards to the 1-yard line, but the play was negated by offsetting penalties. Do you take a deep breath? What goes through a coach's mind when you see something like that happen? Whether it's positive or negative, is the first thing you're looking for flags on the field or what?
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought we had a good play called and, you know, forced them to be in a bad position and get the holding call on our receiver down the field. I think I was most frustrated right there that we got a penalty and that it was offsetting and not just leading to us getting a first down and able to continue the drive and go score. So my attention was focused on our penalty and, but it was a good relief to be able to get another opportunity at fourth down and pleased that we were able to get the conversion and keep the drive going.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Now, Coach, if I got this correctly, Stephen F. coming up. Stephen F. had a big win, boy, I saw against Lamar. I think it might have been a double-digit win. I can't recollect right off hand. But Stephen F. in the Solid Conference seems like they're in the driver's seat right now.
Yes. So with their win this past weekend, they were able to clinch the conference championship and also the automatic berth to the playoffs. So they had a great year. They'll finish strong again this week. I look forward to seeing them make a run in the playoffs.
And then it's a real short week because it's Southeastern. And, man, I wish I had the under on the last two games for the Lions. They've won, but, Coach, they ain't put up no points up on the board. I know Coach Suffel, that's driving him nuts, that they haven't been able to move the football more than they have. But, Stephen F., I was going to ask you a little bit about a scouting report of what you've seen from them. And, you know, for people who haven't watched them play, what sort of stands out?
About Stephen F.?
Yes.
So Stephen F., really good quarterback play to start with. They're very talented at wide receiver. Obviously, they're doing a good job for those groups to play well. You know, you got to have a good offensive line, so they're protecting them well, able to run the ball effectively enough to get some opportunity down the field for the quarterback and the receivers. But just really explosive offensively. They're very athletic on defense. They run and they hit, play really hard. And so, you know, the combination of those two things, along with their experience, I mean, I thought they were a veteran team a year ago. The difference between this year and last year, the quarterback got hurt, broke his collarbone against us. He wasn't able to finish the season. And so for them to put it all together this year, it's kind of the culmination of, 2 years of work. And so, you know, credit to them for what they've been able to do in our conference.
Now, Tommy, looking to close out the season when that occurs, against Southeastern, like you look at LSU, Arkansas, obviously no playoff ramification or anything, but you're playing for pride, but you're also playing for a trophy. What can you tell the new players, I guess, that are associated with Nicholls State, or I'm sure Coach Suffel at Southeastern, that you are playing for some, and the rivalry, like for the Riverbell Classic. What does that mean to you, and what does it mean to players maybe that are not familiar? Do you educate them about it, or what?
Yeah, without a doubt, you want everybody to know what's at stake here. This has been such a rivalry over the last 10 years, back and forth. Every year they always have a great team, and they show up and play, and you can throw the records out the window when these two teams match up. We've had some games come right down to the wire with each team being able to come out on top. So it's definitely a big game. It's a big part of our program. It's important for us to win this game. It's an opportunity for us to win the state and beat the other FCS programs in our state. So there's a lot on the line this week, and our players are going to work hard and prepare and be ready to play on Thursday night.
Coach, one of the things is the lifeblood of any program, recruiting. And I do think you have a bigger pool now because of the transfer portal and some of the bigger schools in the state. They'll go that route before they'll offer a high school player. How many guys you think you will probably sign in the early period, or is it too early to kind of look at that?
We'll be close. We'll be looking to sign about 15 to 20 players in this early period, and that'll be the majority of our class. We'll return maybe 100 players once we start the spring semester off of this year's roster. And so, you know, we'll have about 15 or 20 spots, and we'll look to fill those primarily in this mid-year signing date.
Yeah, that's interesting because I know in years past it had been a much lower number, correct? Because I know you handled a lot of that recruiting earlier before you became the head coach, and the numbers were much smaller in that first December period.
Yes, and as everybody has kind of caught up to the way the recruiting calendar is going, a lot of these players are ready to make a decision earlier than they have been in the past. So I think what you'll see from us is a bigger signing class in December than maybe the years past because of, you know, the high school players being ready to do that.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck this coming Saturday. Hey, put a W up on the board, brother.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you all.
All right, Coach. The head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tommy Rybecki. That segment is brought to you weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems. Hey, the official health provider of Nicholls State Athletics.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.